Welcome to the Passage to Profit Show, the Road to Entrepreneurship podcast.
And now it is time for Secrets of the Entrepreneurial Mind. So Daniel Burris with Burris.com, what is a secret you can share?
Well, having started six companies and have five were profitable in the first year, four were national leaders in the U.S. in the first year, I don't just write books and give speeches. So with that in mind, let me give you a couple of key takeaways that helped me right from the beginning. Number one, I don't like to compete. You see, the more you look at the competition, the more you'll be like the competition, the more you'll act like the competition, and the more you'll be competing with them. I want them to be looking at me. I don't want to be looking at them. Secondly, what I want to do is fail fast because I can't afford to fail slow. And most of us have success. We're doing something and we know this is what success looks like. Well, you know what failure looks like? You should have that figured out too, so you know which direction you're going. Because if you fail fast, you'll learn faster. So those are a couple of things that can really help. And then the third is separate the hard trends based on future facts from the soft trends based on assumptions. When I have those future facts, I have certainty, and that gives me the confidence to make a bold move because I know if I don't do it, someone else will.
I agree. Everybody check out Daniel Burris's website, and really, I think there's a ton of great information there.
I'm going to be thinking a lot about trends after this program. Yeah, I think that's really important.
We can watch his YouTube videos tonight.
Yeah.
So
let me give you one more quick one that I think you'll all enjoy, and that is whatever problem you've got, that's not it.
I call it
the skip it principle. It's very powerful. Two quick examples. I'll make this fast because I know we want to get around to everybody here. And that is, I had my niece call me the other day. She has her first job. She said, Uncle Dan, I'm having trouble saving money. I'm working really hard at saving money. By the way, she knows it's possible. Her older sister can save money. Hallie can't save it. I'm trying to save money. I just can't do it. What's wrong? And I said, you're working on the wrong problem. Why don't you work at how you spend money? You see, and by the way, when she did that, she started saving money. See, she was working on the wrong problem. One more quick example. There was a hotel network chain that I was working with. They built 10 new hotels. When they opened them all up, everyone was complaining about the slow elevators. You can't just speed up an elevator. That would mean it was an impossible problem. They couldn't make the elevators fast. But actually, that wasn't the problem. What was the real problem? People were bored. That's why they noticed it was slow. So the solution was we put in a mirror in front of every elevator and all the complaints went away. Because now people were checking their tie, checking how they look. Oh, the elevator's here already. So whatever problem you got.
But you know,
so the point is, you're all smart. Whatever problem you got, that's not it. You got to dig down. You dig down by asking why a few times and bingo, you can find something that is fully solvable.
Excellent. Thank you.
Yep.
So Mark L. Fox with Brazona.health. What's a secret you can share?
Well, I don't want to copy Daniel, but it's the same thing I've been saying most of my career is how do you fail in 2 weeks? So I'll just actually put a time frame on it because it gets past the procrastination and it doesn't have to be a big, gigantic budget thing. Fail in 2 weeks to figure out what you could learn really quick. The other one that's tied to that is the spirit of experiment. I was trying to get this thing in corporate world approved and I failed and failed and failed. And I finally was literally at a urinal next to the CEO. And I go, why the hell can I just run an experiment? I know I'm right. He goes, an experiment? I don't care if you run an experiment. So if you're against experiments in this country, it's like you hate apple pie America and everything about it. So if you just use the word experiment as a weapon, it lets you allow you to do certain things that other people will tell you you can't go do it. So
excellent.
Okay. I'm going to try that at home. It works.
Okay. So Dwight Heck with giveaheck.com. What's one secret you can share with our audience?
Relationships, right? At the end of the day, it doesn't matter if I'm dealing with a client or if I'm dealing with my grandkids or my children or anybody in my life. At the end of the day, if you don't build a solid relationship where you know how to ask good questions and dive deep and control your emotional IQ, you will cause more grief for yourself. You'll cause walls to go up when you're dealing, when communicating with people. So at the end of the day, I live by this statement. People don't care how much I know. They want to know how much I care. That's basically what it boils down to. And I always tell myself when I walk into the room, I'm not the smartest person there. I'm a sponge. Even the person that's my client going into their home, into their business can teach me something. So that's in a nutshell, that's a secret I would say.
Excellent. Thank you. Richard Gearhart with Gearhart Law. What's a secret you can share?
Have more fun. I mean, life is too short and you got to make sure you take some time to have some fun.
I love that secret. So my secret is, as we've been discussing, AI is a hard truth. It's here to stay. And you need to, as a marketing person, I'm going to say this, you need to optimize your website and other things for answer engine search. So a little over a year ago, I noticed it on ChatGPT, people's businesses were coming up, little blurbs. So I started researching how to get Gearhart Law to come up as an answer on ChatGPT. And at first, I couldn't get any answers. It's gotten better. Now there's a whole cottage industry that's grown up around this, right? But you have to do that. So I talked to a marketing person yesterday who didn't even know what it was, and she has her own agency. So a lot of marketing agencies still don't understand this. Find one that does. If you hire an agency, that's what we did. But you have to position yourself to be the answer on ChatGPT, because Google search is going to turn into Gemini search, which is another answer engine. And so that is my secret.
Well, that's it for this week. Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, subscribe to the podcast and leave a quick review. Also, follow us on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and X, and subscribe to our YouTube channel for bonus content.